This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, August 1st. God's word for you today is first and greatest. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 38. And it says, Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." Are you ready to commit the rest of your life to Jesus, regardless of what has happened and regardless of what has gone down? Are you ready to commit the rest of your life to this God, to serve Him with all your might and all your strength? This will determine the duration and donation of your life. Think about it. Are you ready? We all know how truly frail and fragile life is. However, this is one question we all must answer, regardless of what has happened to you and what you are going through in life. Are you going to serve God for the rest of your life? I have made up my mind that regardless of what I am going through, I am going to serve God for the rest of my life with all my strength, all my might, all my resources, and everything within me. Are you going to do the same? If your answer is yes, congratulations. So what now? Just in case you are wondering, what does God want me to do for the rest of my life? Yes, I want to serve Him and be useful for the kingdom of God for the rest of my life. So what can I do? I will show you five areas that you and I need to focus on for the rest of our lives and have a significant life, both here on earth and in heaven. Are you ready for the five? If you have gone through the journey program, you will be familiar with some of the five. Yet, this is what God wants us to review and refocus on. The five areas are: God wants us to center our lives around Him, learn to love His family, cultivate spiritual maturity, contribute something back, and tell others about His love. Number one, God wants me to center my life around Him. God wants to be the center of it all, the focal point, the focus of your attention. Jesus wants to be the center of your life. So what do I need to focus my life on for the rest of my life? Make God the center of your life. And this is so powerful. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 38 says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." This first focus is simply called worship. Erroneously, most times we think worship is when we sing songs to God. Singing songs is just a minute part of worship. There is a whole aspect of worship that has nothing to do with songs. Every time Jesus is at the center of your life, that is worship. When we sing songs, we are deliberately refocusing on recalibrating our lives. Yes, and that is worship also. So, worship is simply enjoying God's love and loving Him back. Worship is allowing God to love you and you loving Him back. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to consistently worship You with my life, to love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, and all my mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.